As part of an Ontario-wide investment in end-of-life care, more beds will be coming to the Aboyne Rural Hospice. The hospice has been a multi-year process. Organizers say the need was highlighted before the COVID-19 pandemic, and a group of community members and local physicians formed a formal board of directors following the pandemic. The target opening date for the hospice is 2027. On the back of a provincial approval, 6 new beds will round out this hospice that plans to have 10 total beds. Co-chair of the Aboyne Rural Hospice Board of Directors, Sarah Gower, says these extra beds will serve nicely, especially in a region where hospice can unite a typically underserved area.
Hospice also ends up being kind of a hub for a lot of volunteer opportunities, and it gives the community a chance to really feel like they're taking care of their community members in their final days. Rural healthcare is always a little bit underserviced in the province, and so hospice is definitely an area where that's been the case.
The 6 new beds are a part of a larger approval of 84 additional beds across the province. Gower explains there was only a 4-week turnaround to apply when this funding was announced. The hospice has been on an unsolicited application track up until September when applications opened. Following a lot of background work, Gower says the plan is to build the 10 beds on Wellington County bought land, 4 of which will be funded by the province. She added the end-of-life care available locally is excellent, but there's a unique nuance that only hospice can accomplish.
Largely that's done in people's homes or in hospitals. There are 3 hospitals in Pharmacy Mount Forest and Ferguson, so I think we do a great job of that, but there is something special about hospice where we really just take you in as a family and as a group of friends and caregivers and kind of just embrace you into this end-of-life care where all your needs are taken care of, the weight's off your shoulders.
Next steps, Gower says, will come on the back of pending guidance from the government that should be coming soon.
We'll receive a letter of direction within the next few weeks, hopefully, and that'll have the specifics on timing and when the government funding will be released to us. We're certainly ready to hit the ground running with our next phase of fundraising, which is going to be called Back the Build, and hope to get shovels in the ground and a building up and running within the next few years.
Gower extended sincere gratitude to the community for both their financial and moral support through this lengthy process. She went on to say this community is lucky to have hospice care on hand in Guelph and Waterloo, but this rurally accessible care will still make a huge difference. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.